Books on Tape presents The Geometry of Sisters by Luann Rice, read by Bernadette Dunn and Jacqueline Gaines.
Part 1. Beck and Carrie.
Chapter 1. On Labor Day, my mother and brother piled the station wagon with all our things. Well, except for the ones that had already gone ahead, our furniture and books, on the White Flower Van Line's moving truck. So our car is packed with suitcases, duffel bags, Dad's hats, our computer, and our two cats. We stood on Lincoln Street in front of our house. I refuse to say our old house, even though it's been sold and new people are about to move in, and Mom told us to say goodbye. I felt like an invisible girl observing the scene. Mom, shorter than I am, thin, shoulder-length brownish hair, wearing jeans and one of Dad's old shirts. Travis, a beanpole with shoulders from all that football. Dark brown hair in his blue eyes. Dad's blue eyes. The men in our family have dark blue eyes. Carrie's are light blue, and Mom and I have hazel. Both Mom and Travis were looking at our house, white with green shutters. I painted those shutters with Carrie and Travis just last summer. And the two maple trees and the dogwoods and big magnolia in the front yard, shady and nice. Carrie taught me how to climb those trees. Mom looked up at Carrie's room. Travis stood there with his hands in his pockets, gaze as blank as the windows he was staring at. Actually, that's a lie. He had frown lines between his eyebrows. How could he not, about to leave the only house our family had ever known? Me, I refused to say goodbye. If you don't shut the door on something, it means you can always walk back through, right? Mom taped